May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all our hearts, always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our salvation. Amen. It is great to be back here with you following my sabbatical. I had a good time away. I spent some time resting, some time reflecting, and sometimes with friends having fun. And it would be so easy to spend my sermon time today telling you all about my sabbatical, because the gospel story is one that is not easily preached on. Where can we see the good news in the story of the execution of John the Baptist? But I think because it is a difficult story, we need to delve in deeper and see what Mark put this particular story at this place in his gospel, and why the creators of the lectionary want us to read it on this particular Sunday. This is a flashback story, a birthday feast at Herod's palace. It has all the characteristics of a good story, a vivid and dramatic details. An adulterous king, a scheming woman, a dancing girl, a violent death. But why is it here at this point in Mark's story? It has been a long time since we have heard about John. We heard about John's arrest all the way back in chapter 1, verse 14, where all it says is, "Now John was arrested. Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the good news of God." And then, all of a sudden, six chapters later, in the middle of the story about Jesus sending out the 12 to do ministry, we hear all about the circumstances of John's death in gruesome detail. Now, some commentators make parallels between John's death and Jesus's, how they were both betrayed. The ruler in charge of the trial did not want to kill them. How the ruler's hands were forced to put them to death, and their deaths were violent and brutal. And I can see that. The parallels are there, and they make sense. But there has to be something more, something deeper in meaning as to why Mark included the story at this point. You see, Mark is very judicious in how he tells his story. Mark's gospel is short and concise and only the facts. But here he makes a point of showing us something. And I think this something is found in what is said at the beginning of the story. Herod had heard about Jesus and his ministry, all of the good works that he was doing, and he probably hears about what Jesus' disciples going out and doing the same things. He is wondering who this person named Jesus is, and he comes to the conclusion that Jesus must be John the Baptist come back to life. You see, there is a difference between Herod and John the Baptist, Jesus and the disciples. Herod has success, but these others have significance. If it wasn't for the gospel story, we probably would not hear about Herod and Caiaphas at all. He would just be a footnote in the history books. But John, Jesus, and the disciples are remembered. Stories are told about them. The impact that they had on the world around them and down throughout history is important. Herod had success as the world measures success. It is seen in the court surrounding Herod. We see gathered around Herod his advisors, the military commanders, the leading people of the country, and they are the ones who can afford leisure and pleasure. They can get what they want when they want it. They have it all. John the Baptist, on the other hand, is alone in his cell, doomed and helpless to save his own life. He appears in sharp contrast to the glitter of Herod's court. But there is something more to John. He has made a significant impact on the world. His preaching brought together people who were ready for the coming of Jesus. He taught them how to look at the world and to seek repentance. John the Baptist taught the people that their lives needed to change, to repent and turn around from their selfish ways to the ways of God. Jesus did the same thing on a grander scale. He demonstrated to everyone that he met what God's love looks like. He healed the sick, cast out demons, welcomed everyone, taught that the kingdom of God was about love and inclusion. And what we do here and now is important. And the disciples continued on the same path. So our gospel today is challenging us with a question. Do we want success or do we want significance? Do we want to have it all or do we want to make a difference in people's lives? We know how to measure success, but do we know how to measure significance? Or is it even important to know how significant we are? Significance is found in the lives that we touch for the better. Significance is found in how we made a change for people, how we gave others courage to face difficult circumstances, how we reached out and helped someone, how we lifted others out of darkness of this world into the light of God's love and peace. I think this is Mark's message, and the creators of the lectionary are asking us to see. How have we made this world a better place by helping others? Think about it. John made such a significance on his world that he changed the hearts of many by challenging them to see that there is sin in the world, and we need to turn our lives around away from the sin and walk towards God's loving arms. Jesus made a significance in the life of every person that he met. He gave dignity to those who were sick. He proclaimed the message of love over power. He changed individual lives and spread a message of love and acceptance. And the disciples made a significance as well. They continued teaching the message of Jesus. They cast out demons. They healed the sick. And after Jesus' death, they continued to teach and heal and proclaim the love of God. All throughout history, disciples of Jesus have changed the lives of individuals. Help them by challenging the powers that be to see that there is a better way to live, to treat each other with respect and dignity. We see that in the anti-slavery laws of the 19th century, in the way women were given the rights to own property and have their own careers, how the disabled have been given dignity. Over and over again throughout history, we can see how individuals like William Wilberforce, Dorothy Day, Martin Luther King Jr., Tommy Douglas, Mother Teresa, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, make an impact on the lives of individuals that changed how we look at the world around us. We are being challenged today to ask ourselves about the significance that we are making in individual lives. How are we building others up so that they can live with dignity and hope? Herod had success. He had it all. He could command someone to kill John the Baptist, and it was done. John the Baptist, on the other hand, had significance. He changed people's hearts and opened the door for Jesus' message to be proclaimed and accepted. We have the ability to proclaim the message of Jesus to others and to make their lives better. Our actions do not have to change the world. They only have to be small actions that change the lives of one person. It is like the story of a man watching a young girl on the beach one day. The beach is covered with starfish. There had to be thousands of them sitting in the sun, drying out. The young girl was going along the beach, picking up a starfish and throwing it back into the sea. And after a few minutes, the man went up to the girl and asked what she was doing. She said she was saving the starfish. The man then said, "Why are you doing that? You cannot help them all." And the young girl looked at the man for a moment, bent down, picked up a starfish, and threw it into the sea. And looking back at the man, she said to him, "I cannot help everyone, but I can help this one." That's what it means to have significance in the world. Seeing a need, reaching out and changing the world, either by helping an individual or by making a change in the system. Jesus is calling us to a life of significance instead of success.